From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday mocked the hundreds of thousands of people who turned out the day before in cities across the country to protest his new administration. Mr. Trump issued a tweet saying, in his words, "Why didn't these people vote? And celebs hurt cause badly." End of quotation. 2 years later, or rather 2 hours, Mr. Trump said in another tweet, "Peaceful protests are a hallmark of our democracy. Even if I don't always agree, I recognize the rights of people to express their views." Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is reaching out to Israel's most important ally, the United States, and its new leader, President Trump. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Minister Benjamin Netanyahu congratulated President Donald Trump on the start of his term and thanked him for his deep friendship toward Israel. Netanyahu, who spoke at the weekly cabinet meeting in Jerusalem, said there are many important things to discuss now with President Trump. He said the Israeli-Palestinian issue, the situation in Syria, and the nuclear threat from Iran would top the agenda. Netanyahu spoke after Israel approved the construction of 566 new housing units for Jews in disputed East Jerusalem on land the Palestinians claim for a future state. Israel hopes the Trump administration will be more sympathetic to the settlements, which Mr. Obama saw as an obstacle to peace. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
And from here in Washington, this is VOA News. You can join us at voanews.com. Newly installed Gambian President Adama Barrow is expected to return to his homeland from Senegal after his defeated rival left the country. Former President Yahya Jammeh flew into exile Saturday night, ending 22 years of rule and a political stalemate that brought the nation to the brink of a regional military intervention. Jammeh did not speak or issue a statement before he and his family were flown to Equatorial Guinea. The United States released a statement welcoming the peaceful transition of power in Gambia and congratulating President Barrow on his inauguration. Syrian opposition and government delegates arrived Sunday in Astana, the capital of Kazakhstan, a day before peace talks, marking the first face-to-face meeting between the foes in a year. Russian media reported a trilateral meeting got underway late Sunday between representatives of the talks organizers, Russia, Iran, and Turkey. Russia and Iran backed the Syrian government forces under President Bashar al-Assad, while Turkey and the United States have supported rebels who want to see him removed from power. Negotiations Monday are expected to focus on cementing a nationwide ceasefire mediated by Russia, Iran, and Turkey in December that has largely held. Rival Libyan leaders met in Cairo with diplomats from seven neighboring states to discuss forming a new government acceptable to all parties. We have more on this story from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Diplomatic talks between rival Libyan leaders and representatives of Egypt, Tunisia, Sudan, Algeria, Chad, Niger, and Mali ended Saturday with an agreement to hold further discussions in Algeria. Behind-the-scenes meetings between key players in the Libyan negotiations, including Army General Khalifa Haftar, also have been taking place. Haftar, who commands Libyan military forces in the eastern part of the country, is opposed by political figures close to the Muslim Brotherhood. Algeria's representative to the talks indicated that most of Libya's neighbors would like to see greater stability in the country to put a stop to terrorism originating in Libya, as well as illegal migration. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Authorities in India are investigating the cause of a train accident that left at least 39 people dead and several others injured. Officials say the train derailed late Saturday night in the eastern state of Andhra Pradesh. The 45th anniversary of the landmark U.S. Supreme Court ruling Roe v. Wade will be marked Sunday with a new U.S. president who has said he wants the decision overturned. Mr. Trump's position against abortion is supported by many Republicans in the Congress, which is controlled by that party. Both houses. I'm Michael Brown in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.